Oasis Audio presents The Nancy Drew Diaries, Number 10, A Script for Danger, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Diary. A few months ago, the River Heights Bugle announced that Alex Burgess, an exciting new director, was shooting a film in River Heights starring Brian Newsom. Since then, everyone has been buzzing about how thrilling it is to have one of Hollywood's biggest stars in our little Midwestern town. Especially Bess, of course. I've always thought it would be fun to visit a movie set, the actors, the costumes, and watching a story come to life. I never imagined that most of the drama would be behind the camera. Chapter 1. Action on the set. I think I'm going to faint. Bess Marvin, my best friend, lifted up her sunglasses and surveyed the scene in front of us. It was a hot morning in late June, and we had just arrived at the River Heights train station, which was filled with giant trucks, trailers, and a few dozen spectators, all waiting as anxiously as we were. "He's just a person," snorted George Fane, my other best friend and Bess's cousin. Although she and Bess are related, they are complete opposites. Take their outfits this morning. Bess was dressed in an elegant blue wrap dress with intricate embroidery along the neckline. Her hair curled softly around her face, and she was wearing just the right amount of mascara to make her lashes look natural but flirty, according to her. George, on the other hand, was not pleased about getting up so early and could barely be bothered to throw on a pair of cut-off jean shorts and a faded T-shirt that had been through one too many spin cycles. "Ned texted me to say that he saved us a good spot," I said, shepherding my friends through the small but eager crowd in the parking lot. Many people were holding signs that read, "Brian, I love you," and "River Heights welcomes Brian Newsom." Although I wasn't as starstruck as Bess, I certainly felt like this was a special moment. A real film crew was about to start shooting a movie in River Heights. The director, Alex Burgess, had worked in my dad's law office before pursuing his dream of directing films. Neither my dad nor I were surprised when Alex made the move to Los Angeles. Although he had been a diligent paralegal, he'd always been obsessed with movies. Alex had struggled at first, working in a diner while writing the screenplay for his film The Hamilton Inn. His sacrifices had paid off, though, and now here he was, ready to bring his story to the silver screen. But it wasn't Alex the crowd had come to see. It was the star of his film, Brian Newsom, who played a handsome doctor on the hit television drama Hospital Tales. As my friends and I made our way through the shrieking fans, I noticed that many of the girls in the crowd were dressed as nicely as Bess was. "Nancy, over here." My boyfriend Ned Nickerson stood at the front of the crowd with a camera around his neck. He freelances as a part-time photographer for the River Heights Bugle. Bess barely said hello to Ned, craning her neck toward the side of the parking lot. "Have you seen him yet?" Ned smiled. "Brian should be here in about 15 minutes, Bess." I caught George rolling her eyes and grinned. George usually has little patience for Bess's celebrity crushes. "Nancy, I cannot believe you know the director of an actual movie. This is so cool," Bess continued. I nodded, adding, "It's really generous of Alex to invite us here to see the set." George yawned. "Why is the coffee cart closed?" she grumbled. Besides not being a morning person, she also hated being hungry. The combination of the two had turned her into a full-on grouch. "Several businesses in and around the train station had to shut down for the day to accommodate the shoot," I explained, "so Alex wanted to do something special."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?